Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. The Gemara says this world is a galgal hachozer, a revolving wheel. At one time, a person could be enjoying good fortune and feel like he's on top of the world. And then at a later time, he may find himself devoid of everything he once had, feeling like he's at the bottom of the world. To go from having to not having is far worse than never having at all. When the Shevatim were explaining themselves as to why they came to Egypt to get food, they said, Yarod Yaradnu. They used a double expression of going down. Rashi there writes, they indeed felt a double descension. They used to be able to support other people. And now, not only did they lose what they had, they even had to come and ask others for help. When a person is suffering, losing what he used to have, he must remember the words Hashem told Moshe when he was going to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim. Ra'o ra'iti et oni ami asher b'Mitzrayim. Hashem also used a double expression to describe his witnessing of the suffering of the Jews in Mitzrayim. The Midrash explains, Hashem told Moshe, you only saw them in their current state of difficulty. I, however, have seen them when they had it all, and now I see them in their low state. Hashem feels every ache and pain that we have. He knows exactly what we're going through, and He wouldn't have brought it about unless it was the absolute best situation for us to be in. If a person going through that circumstance could look for the Yad Hashem and see that Hashem is with him even in that difficult time, it'll be a great source of strength. If he could feel Hashem helping him get through the difficult time and praise Him for it, then he'll reach tremendous spiritual heights. Perhaps in that zechut, he'll be able to go back to the position he was in before. A woman emailed me a personal story. She said when she was 31, she had it all. A respected married woman, running her own business and her own home, as well as hosting Shabbat meals and the like. But by the time she turned 32, she found herself divorced, living alone, jobless, having to invite herself out every week, hoping to find a place to stay for Shabbat. The shame she experienced was unbearable, especially since all of her peers had beautiful, happy families. She had no choice but to move back into her mother's house. She felt like she had been downgraded from the CEO of a company to its lowest employee. To top it all off, she didn't have a car and couldn't afford one either. She found a job, but had to take the New York subway and buses to get there. Between the 1.5 hour commute each way, plus appointments and errands she had to attend to, she was roughly on the subway and bus for 5 hours a day, not including the wait time. Sometimes she had to come home late at night, and it was very scary to be on the subway. If she went away for Shabbat, she had to drag her suitcase up and down the dirty subway staircases and transfer to the intercity bus and then depend on others to pick her up from the bus station. She felt so low, but she knew Hashem was with her and could help her with any issue she was having. She spent time every day praying and asking Hashem for what she needed. Baruch Hashem, a free apartment became available, and she was able to move there. She still couldn't afford a car, but she needed one in the worst way, and so she prayed every day, asking Hashem to please give her a free car as well. A friend of hers laughed when she told her what she was praying for, saying, Hashem already gave you a free apartment. Now you want a free car too? But she wasn't fazed. She kept praying And one day, not too long after, she received a call saying that her stepsister's in-laws decided to give their car away to charity. And it just so happened that at the time they said it, her stepfather was there and asked if they could give it to her instead. And they said, sure, with pleasure. And just like that, she got a free car as well. Now she's 33. She thanks Hashem every day for restoring her dignity and independence. She went through a very rough time period that she's not totally out of yet. But she's doing it with Hashem. And that gives her all the strength. Life has its ups and downs. If we're able to trust Hashem and look for His loving hand through it, we'll be able to handle anything that comes our way. Have a great day.